Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, let me at least start the show full of sunshine and explain to, at the very least, Sue, because Fred knows this already, that I'm in a really pissy mood today.
What happened?
I can't get into it.
Okay.
But that often leads to a really good show when I'm pissed off, so that's what I'll say. Do not leave your radio dial, because there's a lot of fire coming this afternoon. Fred's a little worried, too, I think. He's like, what?
Yeah, I'm always worried.
Fred, I get it.
About 10 minutes ago, he's in my office, and they had, like, we think it's comfortable in here. It's like we have this HVAC issue in the building. It's kind of crazy, and I don't even know if we talked about it yesterday. And believe me, the bosses don't want us talking about it at all because they'd say nobody cares, but I don't really care because I care right now. So, like, on the other side of the building where Fred works, on the KMWX side, Glover told me yesterday their studio was 84 degrees.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And you know how you see NFL teams on the sidelines with those big blowers to keep them cool or warmer?
Yeah.
We essentially have those in our KMOX newsroom blasting out all this cold air. Now, the situation on our side of the building has been a little different. It did apparently get up to 83 in here.
Ooh.
And we had complained for years that the temperature in here was too cold. And I mean,
What is it now?
Well, I'll tell you in a second here, right? So I buy this little thermometer, right?
Yes.
My money I spend, and I order it on Amazon, and I'm like, how cold is it in here? Well, it was 66 degrees.
That's
weeks
ridiculous.
Upon weeks. Sue and I, we have these blankets that the generous listener sent to us. Well, so yesterday when we did the show, it was 77. I was fine with that.
I loved it.
Because I'm more into 77 than I am 66 sitting in the studio. Now, they had the door open, Annie and the crew, because they thought it was hot in here. It's 70 degrees. It's fine.
70 degrees.
Exactly.
I feel a breeze.
Exactly.
I'd like it to stop.
Well, right. See, we're on the same page.
Okay.
We are on the same page on this. And the listeners are too, because this is the number one issue. Like, if you polled the listeners right now, they would say, you know what? I want to know what's the temperature in the 97.1 FM Talk studio. And I also want to know why Mark is so pissy today. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we won't. Fred's like, no.
Tell me, the puppy has been on the leash.
Well, you know,
somebody said to me today.
Yeah.
You know that dog had to cross that. It took me a while to catch up to what it was. And I said, yes.
He crossed a road.
A very serious road.
If I'm being honest here with my mood, I'll just say this. There's like a personal thing right now that's work-related that's got me all worked up. But that I'm not going to get into that in the air, nor would I. But I will say this. In fairness, it is kind of an accumulation. It's a culmination of things. And some of it is related to our politics of the day, which I will explain. Oh. But there was, you know, there was, you mentioned this, I kind of lost the dog temporarily yesterday, and that was a little frustrating. And then there was an accident in the house this morning, and then there's like one thing after another that's going on. But there's a lot of stories out there that are really, really interesting, and we're going to cover a lot of them today. Now, one of them I'm disappointed in because I want to talk to Jen Say about this essay that was written in the New York Post by a National Women's Soccer League player, really, and it couldn't be more milquetoast, if you will. In other words, it was just basically saying, look, and there are allegedly no trans players. Now, I'm going to get to that. There's some nuance, I think, in the National Women's Soccer League. So what happens is that this athlete named, I think it was Elizabeth Eddy is her name, she writes this piece in the Post saying, hey, look, for the future of women's sports, my sport in particular, and this woman's very accomplished who wrote the piece, we got to make sure that we have guidelines moving forward, right? So then her own teammates from the LA team, and I think I played some of this audio yesterday, since I'm kind of on this right now, I may as well just get into it. So then one of her teammates, who's one of the captains, goes on and does this on the social.
We don't agree with the things written for a plethora of reasons, but mostly the undertones come across as transphobic and racist as well. The article calls for genetic testing on certain players, and it has a photo of an African player as a headline, and that's very harmful. And to me, it's inherently racist because to single out this community based on them looking or being different is absolutely a problem. And as a mixed woman with a Black family, I'm devastated by the undertones of this article.
Okay, so they didn't like it at all.
We only want women to play.
Right. And that's certainly a legitimate part of this, and I don't really understand it. And Jen's been very, you know, vocal. She was on CNN, and she even
she was on Fox.
Fox,
today.
I'm sorry. She was on Fox. And she basically said, you know, Eddie, who wrote the piece, may have been even too kind.
I don't know. These women just spewed all of the same old tropes. They called her racist. They said what she said was harmful. It's ridiculous. She the op-ed was so gently worded. I mean, it couldn't have been nicer. In fact, I think she should have been more assertive. Mm-hmm. And these women waited a few days and they just came out and they smeared her. You know, it was brave to do what she did, but I think we need a bit more of a take no prisoners approach. I think we can't really negotiate with these folks.
Okay, so here's what's confusing to me, and I'm just going to admit, you know, because, and this is why I wanted Jen on this afternoon. There was a picture that was associated with the New York Post article that was deemed racist by the captain of the team that you heard right there, because there's a player that is named Barbara Banda, who is, I believe, a Nigerian player who's been in this league for a long time, very, very successful. She plays for the Orlando Pride. She, how do I say this nicely? She looks like a man, okay? That doesn't make her a man. Does not make her a biological man. In fact, it seems like she's not transgender, okay? Now, I bring this up because remember what happened with the Olympic boxing controversy. That person, Khalif, was not transgender. There were some, you know, birth-related abnormalities, if you will, but there were male chromosomes there. Right. So essentially what Ms. Eddy is saying is, look, we've seen this happen in other sports, right? We don't want it to happen to the future of our sport because we think that's very dangerous. But the thing that's got me most curious about this, and again, you know, you have no coverage by the sports journalism world out there. Like, if you Google this right now, you wouldn't see ESPN writing about it. And everything that I read, I mean everything, I've read about five or six pieces on this, they all indicate that Banda is a cis woman, born biological, all this stuff. So where, there has to be another side of the story, right? You got J.K. Rowling is also involved in this one. She's tweeted about it. And Riley Gaines, et cetera. So it's almost, and Fred, I don't even know if you understand what I'm saying here. It's like, I don't get why they're focusing on this person in the NWSL if they're not trans. Now, if it's one of those borderline situations with chromosomes, that's possibly what the whole op-ed was about anyway. But it's interesting because this one is a little less defined. Now, here's Jen Say on why Eddie spoke up.
She's a veteran in the league, I think over 10 years in the league. I think she just knows what's right. She knows it's right that men should not be competing in women's sports. And if you stay quiet on it, that's pulling up the ladder behind you. And I hope that she is inspired to be much more assertive at this point and not to back down. We haven't heard from her yet since her teammates have issued the scathing response, nonsensical response. They didn't respond to the materiality of what she was saying. No. They just called her a racist. Right. It's crazy. It has nothing to do with it.
You know, I agree with Jen on that. However, yeah. I'm still a little confused by the accusations about this player. What the captain of the team was saying, look, when this was put in the New York Post, they put a picture of Barbara Banda in there, and that's racist and all this stuff. I will be honest with you. There are some questions about this one that are a little undefined, and maybe there's nuance that I'm not seeing. But Jen had a family emergency. She was supposed to be on tonight, and I don't think she can join us tomorrow either, right, Fred?
Right.
So, but I know she has a lot to say on this, and I think that the story is still developing. Okay, it is Election Day. I did not have time this morning. Shout out to Spieler Automotive, Clayton and Josh's son, because I had a tire. I had this tire that kept slow leaking, right?
Ugh.
And every couple of days, like I got into the habit, even before the alert went on, I just filled into the QT, pulled into the QT and used their deal, right? So today, the warning light goes on, the air pressure's low. I pull into the QT, and I don't know if it was the stem of the tire. I have no idea, but what it was doing was releasing air from the tire, right?
Yeah, so just get a bike
that
pump
wasn't good
doing at home.
But I don't even know if that would have mattered. So anyway, I take it to Spieler Automotive. They're out in my neck of the woods. Clayton's a huge listener. His son Josh kind of runs the place, and they took good care of me. There was a nail that was in there, and that was creating the slow leak.
Somebody around you getting a roof. This is happening a lot
well,
lately.
They're fixing a damn road by my house. Is
they're
what they're
not
doing.
Using nails.
Well,
in that.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. Right. So. Just going to point
someone's got. I'm going to blame somebody, though, in the neighborhood.
Of course.
Now, that didn't really lead me down the path of why I was kind of still pissed off today, but some of the politics, because it is Election Day. Okay, that's what it was. I'm going to refocus. I have not voted. That's why I didn't vote. I had to go to Spieler Automotive. Was on my way to vote. Didn't vote. Going to vote tonight when I get off the air. I have time to do that. I'm voting in my neighborhood, neck of the woods, if you will, on Prop S. That's a Rockwood School levy. It's not insignificant. I'm not going to lie, but I'm voting for it because it's for teacher retention and added security. And I said yesterday and the last couple of times I've talked about it, I understand why some people might vote no. And I'm worried it's going to fail, and I don't know exactly what happens next because, well, Sue, there's an anti-tax sentiment out there.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't want to pay more.
If you look at the message boards on some of this, and people are pretty fired up. I'm not going to lie. Like, if you have a house that is not modest, because they always do this thing where, like, well, if you have a $200,000 house, then you're going to be paying this much. If you have a $400,000 house, you're going to be paying that much. Not to be elitist or anything like that, but there are a lot of people, including myself, that don't have houses that are in that price range. They're a little higher. So because of that, the tax implication is a lot higher. And if I'm someone who doesn't have a kid in the district and, I'm wondering about allocation resources, maybe I don't vote for it. But I've chosen and I've looked at it, believe me, and I understand. I've gotten some emails that have been shared with me from listeners who don't like
agree.
The proposal, and that's fine. Then you vote against it. I vote for it. You vote against it. We'll see what happens, and there's a couple other things. But what really is going on today is, we're going to see what the tone is tomorrow, because it's Election Day. It's Election Day in Virginia, in New York. Mamdani's going to win this race in New York. I do think New Jersey with Chitarelli, that one's closer than I think anyone would expect, so the Republican has a chance there. I think that Spanberger's going to win, unfortunately, comfortably over Winsome Earl Sears. I don't really understand that one. However, I know that Josh Krasauer, who is a Virginian and one of our political pundits, is going to join us next, and he'll have some answers to all of those questions. There was a story that I found about the city's pension fund, and there is one of the whack job, way, way progressive liberals, Rasheen Aldridge, on the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, who wants to divest from Boeing and other defense firms that have supplied weapons to Israel. Jeff Rainford's going to weigh in on that at the bottom of the hour. I think he's booked for the roundtable on Friday as well. And then I'm very excited this afternoon because if I say the name Mark Judge, 99% of you out there will not know the name. But he's a very interesting character. And the way that Mark Judge kind of came back into the public sphere, if you will. And he had written books and he had been kind of out there doing some stuff. But he was dragged into the whole Kavanaugh hearing thing because he went to school, to the prep school with Brett Kavanaugh and Squee and all these other things that were going on. But Mark also writes and he contributes, and his pieces are very unique and they're different at hotair.com. And he wrote a piece that is about the media and concerns about how we would all agree that Democrat bias is certainly prevalent, but there's some conservative things out there, especially surrounding Tucker Carlson, and I touched on this yesterday, where I don't think the conservative media is doing people in this country any justice by not telling the truth a little bit more as well. So that's coming up at 4:30. We got a lot to go to here this afternoon. Fred, what else is coming up in that? Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal. This is kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah, explain
the
John Baines.
Yeah, so at the Game 7 of the World Series in Toronto, the ninth inning game tying home run was hit into the bleachers, and a man named John Baines caught it. In the 11th inning, I believe it was Will Smith's home run was hit into the bleachers, and a guy named Matthew Baines bought it. It was father
and
son.
Yeah.
So the two of them caught these two exclusive baseballs.
That's amazing.
So we'll talk with the father coming up at 5:30.
And so Joe Arnold sent me that yesterday from Louisville. You know, Joe and Jennings and I are the baseball thread guys. We should add you to that thread. And he said, get Fred on this. He can book anyone. And look at that. He did right away. It took no time whatsoever.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Kenny knows.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, here's another reason I was pissed off, Sue. I couldn't watch the damn football game last night. I tried on ESPN Plus. I was able to watch Mizzou and Howard play, and that was interesting. Mizzou was, like, crushing them. And then I tuned back in, and it was a 10-point game. I'm like, oh, my God. But they won by, like, 21 points. But, yeah, they haven't solved this YouTube TV thing. It's just you know,
drag it on.
Trump needs to get involved here. This is a national crisis. It really is. Josh Krasauer is here, who is a political insider of 97.1 FM Talk, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. I don't know if you have YouTube TV, but don't you think this is something the White House should get involved with, Josh? Come on.
Well, let me tell you, I have Hulu, and I like Hulu a lot better, and it's I also have cable, too, so it's Hulu I found is a more user-friendly platform. So the one thing I would recommend is just, you know, it's easy to switch these days, just switch over to a different, you know, app.
And, but I have Hulu, but I still couldn't. I got the Disney bundle, and I thought I was going to be able to watch the game, and I don't know. Nobody cares. Let's move on to politics. It was just frustrating. Did you ever cover or work at all with Dick Cheney? Dick Cheney passed away today. I didn't mention that in the open.
Yeah, look, when I first started covering politics, it was the first, the 2000 election, the Bush Cheney campaign. That vice presidential debate that Cheney had with Joe Lieberman, that was seemingly from an era long past. And both of those looked really dignified. And,
by the way, was that here by any chance, Jaron? Because WashU used to always do the vice presidential ones.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Wasn't there, but,
I'll look it up.
Yeah, WashU is definitely a frequent host of the VP debates. But, I mean, that was from a time that it wasn't that long ago, it doesn't seem like, but that was, you know, two really mainstream figures in the party, people who are moderates. And, even though that election ended with hanging chads and it went to overtime,
yeah,
that was the end of a less just, you know, I think the our politics got more extreme, more tribal, more partisan after that. And, Gore and Bush didn't have a whole lot of difference ideologically ever since then. We've seen the parties get more and more divided and the ideology is getting more and more far apart. So, look, Dick Cheney, I mean, the real legacy, and I remember this quite well because I started covering politics just as the war, right after the Iraq war began, the war on terror, his national security policies drove the left crazy. It was that was the big political debate for years and years and years in my first decade of covering U.S. politics and elections. And look, I think Dick Cheney's legacy is going to be viewed a lot differently in the final stage of his career when he, joined his daughter to endorse against Donald Trump. He said he supported Kamala Harris, which is something I would have never imagined in my career covering the vice president.
Something I wish he wouldn't have done.
I think the big legacy is his policies on national security and fighting the war on terror at a time that was really, really tumultuous in our country's history.
By the way, that debate was in Kentucky. I did check. It was in Danville, Kentucky. So I want your thoughts on some of these elections that are going on in your neck of the woods. But let me start with Virginia, where, you know, I really am a fan of Winsome Sears. I've had her on the show before. I love what she is about, her whole background story. I don't know a lot about Spanberger. I've watched the polls. It's not very close. But one of the questions that no one has ever really answered, maybe because it hasn't been asked, but I need to ask you, where the hell is Glenn Youngkin in all this? Because, like, when I was listening to something last night, I heard someone on Fox say, well, he's lost, you know, his popularity in Virginia. Is he even involved in that race at all? Because that was a big deal when he won 4 years ago.
Yeah, very, very, very limited role for the governor, for the lieutenant governor, the number two in charge right now in Virginia with Winsome Earl Sears. I mean, the reality is that she's trailing badly in the polls, and she also hasn't gotten the endorsement from President Donald Trump, including last night where he did a teletown hall for Virginia Republicans, and he mentioned the lieutenant governor's name. He mentioned the nominee for lieutenant governor and the attorney general, and did not mention Winsome Sears' name, would not endorse her because she withheld her support for Donald Trump.
And see, that kind of stuff.
100% enthusiastic for him.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, that you could take it to the bank. If you don't have Trump's endorsement, you're not going to win in a blue state, right? So she's down pretty big against Abigail Spanberger, a pretty center-left, moderate-minded Democrat. I don't think Spanberger, by the way, has run a really good campaign. And to be honest, she's always had a reputation of being moderate. But in this campaign, especially on some of the more divisive issues around transgender, she's actually catered to the left, which I don't think is a great omen if she does get elected governor. But that race is looking more like a fait accompli,
it does,
and Spanberger looking heavily favored.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has looked that way for a while, and maybe that's another reason he didn't get involved. All right, little different situation in New Jersey. Now, maybe conservatives have their hopes pinned a little bit too much on an upset here, but that polling has been razor sharp. So what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, Jersey has had Democratic governors from Phil Murphy to two terms. And so there is this desire for change that Jack Cittarelli, the Republican, almost won the governorship 4 years ago. He's all problem for Chitterelli is that the national political environment got a little more challenging. Trump's president, he's become more aligned with President Trump in this campaign, but it's also made it harder for him to get over the finish line, because New Jersey, even though it's actually getting more competitive as a state, still voted for Kamala Harris by 6 points in 2024. So look, the polls are closed. I think this one's going to be competitive. Polling and people I've talked to on the ground on both sides suggest that Cheryl has a small lead, maybe a 3 to 5 point lead, but I think this will be a close one, and we'll be counting ballots well into the night.
Okay, I don't think we're going to be counting ballots well into the night on Mamdani in New York City, and I think the real question there is, and I've kind of watched this, we all have developed over the last couple of months, it's amazing to me some of the endorsement, non-endorsements, Obama gets involved in this race. This guy is kooky as they can come, but New York City is going to elect this socialist, and I guess the question for a guy like you who covers national politics, because you have people kind of dancing around the edges here on whether they support him or whether they think he's a good candidate, what happens to the Democrats? Because, you know, guys like me are going to appropriately and accurately pin the whole party with this guy.
Yeah, well, that's why Democrats have kept, some Democrats, not everyone, have kept their distance, including Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, the state's two Democratic senators. Look, you kind of look at it two ways. Mamdani heavily, heavily favored to win because the Mamdani opposition is divided between Andrew Cuomo, the independent, and Curtis Sliwa, the Republican. So the math is just makes it almost impossible in a very Democratic city for the Democratic nominee not to win under those circumstances. The reality, though, is when you look at the polling, Quinnipiac's recent poll showed Mamdani only winning 66% of Democrats and losing all Republicans and a majority of independents. So, like, this is not – the question is, if Mamdani gets under 50, if there's a majority of voters that actually cast a ballot against Mamdani, this is far from a mandate. He'll be the mayor. He'll serve for the next 4 years. But he's not going to have any coattails, and there's going to be an electoral evidence that he does not have that degree of support. That said, if he does – rally young voters, progressives, if the sort of this new Democratic Party ends up rising in New York City, you know, you'll see that number higher than 50%, and that would be more of a mandate territory for them.
That'll be interesting to watch. Okay, one more topic. It's got to be quick. Shutdown madness. What the hell? What happens here? When does it end? Does it end?
Well,
does it ever end?
I actually look. I think elections may actually spur the resolution along. You do have Congress back in session. It does sound like there's some negotiations going on as we speak. Look, if Democrats do well in these three big races tonight, it could give them a little more leverage, a little more momentum, a little desire to actually cut a deal and end this lengthy shutdown.
As two baseball fans who regularly talk about our teams, which have unfortunately fallen into very, very rough times, it was a pretty damn good World Series, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, game seven, that's all you can ask for. And then it goes 11 innings, and my God, the last few innings of that game were, you know, I didn't even know who to, I mean, I look weird for the Blue Jays maybe, but I, you know, I like the Dodgers, love Shohei Ohtani and that story, but it was a game of inches. I mean, my goodness, if Tyler Falefa took a bigger lead off third base,
Vlad almost hits that home run to deep center. Yeah, it could. So we have this guy. I don't know if you heard about this story. This is pretty cool. There's a father and son. One, the dad caught Rojas' ninth inning home run in Toronto, and his son caught Will Smith's home run. Like right next to one another. We're going to have the dad on at 5:30 tonight. Kind of a cool story.
Oh, that's amazing. What are the odds?
Hey, Josh, awesome to hook up with you. Thank you so much, and you have a great week.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We have a Tuesday edition of Sue's News coming up in the next hour, right around 4:18 or so. So that's coming up. We have this guy, Mark Judge, who kind of got back into the public arena during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, but he contributes and he writes at hotair.com, and his takes are really unique, so I invited Mark to become a part of the show this afternoon, so he's going to join us after Sue's News, right around 4:30. So you have this story that I saw yesterday. We'll probably talk about it. I'm sure we'll talk about it with Jane on the roundtable this week. In fact, my next guest, Jeff Rainford, is also on the roundtable. I think he's booked. But the Post is reporting that Rasheen Aldridge, who is one of the kooky members of the Board of Aldermen here in the city of St. Louis, is introducing a resolution calling for the city's public employee pension fund to divest from Boeing and other defense firms that have supplied weapons to Israel. So I thought that Jeff, who was the chief of staff for Mayor Slay many years ago, might have a bit of a grasp on this particular issue. Mr. Rainford, how are you?
Mark, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. I must first say, in the effort of full disclosure, that Mr. Rainford invited me to the A&M game this weekend, and I will be heading to that game with you and your cousin. You said your cousin's going, right?
Yeah, my cousin and his son, and I've already chewed my fingernails off, and it's only Tuesday.
We're going to be all right, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I can't wait, and I appreciate the offer. So on what Rasheen is doing here, this is like right out of the progressive handbook, I think, to a certain extent. But what's the reality of what it might mean for the city of St. Louis?
Yeah, so there's multiple pieces to it, so let me take it one piece at a time. We have a thing called the employee retirement system. So retired city employees get a pension, and there's a pension fund where money goes into it and the money is invested. And for full disclosure, I'm a retired city employee, and I'm old enough that I actually get a small city pension.
Right.
Most of us would like the board to invest the money in a way that gets the best returns, because we want to know that the city is going to be able to write the checks, not just today, but 10 years, 15, 20 years from now.
Exactly.
And so that's how it's set up. It is set up to be independent of politics. And while the city pays the bills, the mayor has only one appointment to the board. The Board of Aldermen has no appointments to the board, and a majority of the board members are retired or active city employees. So it is highly unlikely that even if the resolution passes, it is highly unlikely that it will end up anywhere other than in the circular drawer to be ignored by the board at ERS. But I don't think that Rasheen or Megan Green, who's the co-sponsor, I don't think they actually expect To change any behavior, I think they have a different purpose here,
which is just making a point for the far left, right? I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, and then you know, I even said this yesterday, Jeff. I've been pleasantly surprised, and I kind of expected this, that we haven't heard from Kara Spencer on all this nonsense with Israel or whatever, because she's focusing on St. Louis, which is what I really appreciate. Rasheen Aldridge maybe doing that because we can focus on safety, et cetera, things like that in the city.
Well, so I think what's going on here is Megan Green is president of the Board of Aldermen, and I think I'm pretty sure she asked Rasheen to do this. And Megan is up for re-election in 15 months. It's her turn. And she just watched as her other two members of ENA, Darlene Green, the comptroller, and Tashara Jones, the mayor, got beat. And my guess is that Megan has decided that her path to victory in what will be a very low turnout election is to gen up far left progressive voters in the city. And she has not been able to deliver for them. She's tried to do some far left things, but you probably haven't heard a lot of far left things making it through the Board of Aldermen.
Right.
I mean, she introduced a bill where she was going to tell, the city was going to tell private sector employees how they could schedule overtime and lunch hours and things like that. And that did not even get out of committee. And recently you may have seen that, you know, the city has a lot of vacant property and development has ground to a halt. And that's in part because the city will negotiate a deal with developers. Then when it gets to the Board of Aldermen, Megan Green wants to do it again, wants to renegotiate it. So you just saw a deal for the vacant property at Oakland and Kings Highway fall through. Last year, very famously at the end of the session in April, she tried to push through some progressive use for the Rams money, and that failed like on an 11-3 vote. So she hasn't been able to deliver any of the progressive stuff that her supporters want. So she's getting close to her election. So to me, that, you know, this is just posturing for her reelect, if you ask me.
And that, you said 15 months, so that would be in the spring of 27. Is that what we're saying?
Correct. March.
Okay.
Her primary is March of 27. We got the new system, so she'd be up in March of 27, assuming she was in the top two. The final vote would be in April of 27. And you're even seeing progressive aldermen like Michael Browning from the Central West End, who criticized her after this deal, this redevelopment deal, fell through for that vacant property at Kings Highway and Oakland. He's even criticized her now. So she's got to be looking around and feeling the heat and being like, I got to do something here. And so, you know, they're starting to flail at straws or flail at the wind, and this is what comes out of it.
So we'll talk about this, and we've already talked about it on past roundtables, but I'm guessing we'll certainly talk about it this Friday because today's election day. And I just covered, you know, some of the races, New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. But let's focus on New York City, because here you have a candidate who is even to the left of Megan Green, which is hard to believe. And there are a lot of us, like when I found out, and let's face it, Jeff, before this guy won the primary, we didn't know anything about him, you know, like here in the Midwest. There was not a lot of coverage. You find out more and more. I get horrified, but I'm also in the camp that says, just let New York deal with this guy, let him burn it down and make their mistakes, because isn't he also going to have challenges, and all politicians do, at coming through on some of these promises that he's making that are so radical?
Yeah, I mean, yes, he is going to. It's hard for me to imagine, as somebody who's run a smaller city, how somebody, A, with no experience, he's never done anything remotely like this. There's nothing in his background. I think his father's a university professor and his mother's a movie director. He was on the council. That's his experience.
That's it.
I think he's
yeah.
in his 30s. He has no experience. So even if you liked or didn't like his politics, he doesn't have the experience to run something this massive. And I think what we've seen in St. Louis, and we're seeing it right now in Chicago, they're on their second straight failed mayor, is that, you know, this is going to fail, and he is going to fail. Now, what happens to New York? You know, I would argue as a Democrat that the president is failing, and yet the country is doing fine, and the economy generally is doing fine despite him. And maybe New York City will do well despite him. It won't be because of him. It'll be in spite of him. I don't know. We'll have to see. In a poll I saw recently, something like 35% of the people who were polled said if he's elected, they're moving out of the city. So we'll see
about that. But look, you know,
whether it has national implications is a bigger conversation.
But here's where I would focus. You know, I'm trying to look at this maybe through a little bit of a different lens, because I think he's a kook and he's not going to be able to control rent and all these things. However, the issue that he has tapped into, whether he's a communist, socialist, or whatever, is affordability. And that's certainly a bigger issue maybe in New York City, which is why we would welcome people to relocate and have businesses here in the Midwest where you can maybe still afford a home and do things that we all used to be able to do. But I bring it up because that issue of affordability, that resonates with everyone. Now, we can't all do something about it, as we've learned, but that is something that, you know, I don't know if Republicans have been able to tap into outside of President Trump talking about inflation. So I kind of understand why people are frustrated, but they're going to be really frustrated when they realize their rent's still going up.
Well, and I think that there's two sides to that. One is that oftentimes policies aimed at reducing costs end up increasing costs. So I don't think the president, by putting tariffs in place, thought that that would increase costs, but it does. But conversely, there are a lot of progressive ideas in the city of St. Louis that have ended up driving immigrants and African Americans out of the city. So there's often unintended consequences. But the second part of it is your original point is we're spot on. Every politician in America needs to understand, first and foremost, the number one issue in America right now is affordability.
Yeah.
Now, Democrats are off key on that. I think the White House is off key on that. But that he is tapping into an anxiety that exists far beyond New York City. It exists in St. Louis, even with our affordability. You know, stuff is not cheaper. I mean, it's one of the main reasons that voters turned out President Biden, and it's not getting better fast enough anywhere, including New York City.
And, you know, one of the issues that's related to that, this is a little bit more long term, but I've had some personal conversations with some smart people recently about AI and the implications of AI. And they're I don't know about you, but I'm frightened by the possibilities here. And this is going to impact, you know, we've seen some big layoffs from big companies here in the last couple of weeks. And obviously, we've been able to adjust to big times in our country with new technology, but this one kind of scares me a lot. And I think younger people, I'm maybe a little happier. I'm on the other end of the spectrum right now because I worry about the future for my daughter. I mean, I tell every kid to go into healthcare or something like that because some of this other stuff's not going to be around.
So you're seeing this fought out at the local level around data centers. So data centers are a hot topic in St. Louis and in Missouri now after Republican St. Charles, you know, not only rejected the data center, but blew it out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And basically killed it for a year. And I think there's a great fear at what technology, including data centers, including crypto, all of it. It's such an unknown to people. They don't understand how it works. They don't trust the people, whether it's in Silicon Valley or elsewhere, who control it. They are certainly worried about job losses, and there will be job losses. But they're also, I think, we're concerned that our children are going to stop thinking for themselves. And instead of doing a term paper, they're going to have AI do it. And then there's obviously the science fiction worry that someday the government's going to turn major decisions like whether to launch a nuke over to AI. And so there's a lot to be scared of there. Now, I don't know how it'll turn out. The opposite side are the people who think AI is going to be God someday and is going to cure cancer and do other things like that. So,
well, there's some truth to that's the thing. A lot of things can be true at the same time.
I don't think there's anything to stop it.
I think a lot of things can be true at the same time, and it's not all negative.
Right.
So I don't want to be misinterpreted.
Right.
But here's what I do think. I think we should be having these conversations, and there needs to be people at very high levels having conversations. And I think that some of these guys like Sam Altman and Elon, they know that. They recognize that. Look, I'm out of time. I've gone too late. We'll see you Friday on the roundtable.
Enjoy it.
All right, take care.
You.
That's Jeff Rainford. Well, you know, we have a lot of moving pieces on this particular show, and we try to jump on them as they're breaking and as they're happening. And every once in a while, this doesn't happen so often, but because I listen to the audio that we play most of the time, and a lot of times I'm the one who's picking out the audio that we play. You know, but Fred, it's a team. It really is.
I
send emails to Ethan at all hours of the day, and Fred and I communicate, and Fred's always back there looking at Fox and monitoring. So you know how much we love, we love Senator John Kennedy. He's probably the favorite when it comes to the way he tells the stories. He's a wordsmith. But John Fetterman has become a very unique figure in American politics, even outside of this shutdown, I think it's fair to say. The one thing that I'm confused about with Fetterman, you know, he kind of sides with Republicans on a lot of the common sense issues, but you know where he breaks? Is on the trans issue.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I'd love to ask him some more questions about that. But here's something, and I'm not sure I played this yesterday, but this is Nancy Pelosi talking about Donald Trump. And Fetterman's got a great response here. Hang on here.
He's just a vile creature. The worst thing on the face of the earth. But anyway.
You think he's the worst thing on the face of the earth?
I do.
Why is that?
because he's the president of the United States and he does not honor the Constitution of the United States. In fact, he's turned the Supreme Court into a rogue court. He's abolished the House of Representatives.
Okay, a couple of things.
What?
I know. This is such a representative sample of how unhinged the left is right now. I mean, she's saying exactly what her team says all the time. These are the same people that are electing Mamdani today in New York City. But then you got a little common sense from John Fetterman saying, really? The most vile with all those other choices?
Well, I would say that's part of the worst creatures on the face of the earth are Hamas or like the leadership of Iran. Or there's a lot of people on that. I would never use those kind of terms, and I wouldn't describe our president. You can really disagree with him, and I do disagree, but I don't think that's really entirely appropriate. But that's her words for that. So for me, that's just a different kinds of a Democrat for me. I don't going to call people they're fascists, they're Nazis, or compare the people in those kinds of terms.
Yeah, it's not that hard, is it? It really isn't that hard. Kind of take that off of the language in politics, but it doesn't seem to happen that way with 99% of the rest of his party. Why is he the only guy out there saying these things? It's unreal that they can't get five more to come over and open up the government. But they cannot.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.